Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Bob Thibodeau with the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast, and you are listening to Life Transformation Radio with my good friend Sean Douglas. Be sure to subscribe to his podcast so you will not miss any of the upcoming episodes, and be blessed in all that you do.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Business Positioning Strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 66 countries, such as the United States, Sweden, Belgium, Australia, New Zealand, listening in China and India. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from wherever you are. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. And I ask that you please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, or the Google Play Music app, or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of our guests during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. So, please help me welcome to the show my friend, Ruby Freeman. What's going on?
Hey, Sean. I'm super excited to be here today.
Oh, my gosh. I've been looking forward to this. I cannot wait to dive in because I got to tell you, from the heart, you blew me away when I met you last year at Steve Olsch's event, New Media Summit. Like, I've never had another, like, woman move me to tears like you did, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening right now. But it's like your authenticity was absolutely it was amazing. It was contagious. It was like, I don't know how you felt with everything that was going on, but the way that I saw you, you were the most authentic person and so comfortable in your skin. I was like, I have so much work to do on myself.
Wow. Thank you so much for saying that and for sharing that. It's really interesting because the way I look at authenticity now is really just me showing up as me. And trust me, this has been something that I have trained myself to do. I didn't always show up in this way. So it really feels great to be recognized in that way. So thank you, Sean.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. You know, when we were talking in the mastermind too, you know, I'm looking around the room and I'm just like, you know, I battled imposter syndrome years ago. You know, I battled it. Like, am I good enough to be here? Am I not good enough? And then like other people tell you how amazing you are and you're like, oh, thanks. And then inside you're like, but I'm not.
Right. Yeah.
And it just happens sometimes. I don't know. You catch yourself doing it. You're like, man, look at all these amazing people. Like, am I in the right place? Like, I don't know. Because our value hasn't caught up or our mind hasn't caught up to our value or vice versa to where other people see it, but we don't see it. We just haven't caught up to it yet.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we are so used to seeing us in a certain way. And we're the ones living this transformation. So quite often, we don't actually see the changes as other people do, because they're witnessing us from the outside, whereas we're witnessing ourselves from the inside. We're in the thick of it. And so when you have lived most of your life, for example, for me, hiding who I was and wearing a mask, I just grew accustomed to seeing myself in that way. So during this transformation, it's been really incredible to witness how other people see me, because it then reminds me of, oh yeah, I'm not that woman that I was years ago. Like, I am showing up differently, and it's because of all this work that I've put into myself.
I love it. And with all of that being said, let's dive deep into who Ruby is. Today's episode is titled Today's Thought Leader with Ruby Freeman. Ruby is the coach for the new generation of thought leaders. As a top breakthrough coach for purpose-driven leaders who are ready to bring their big missions into the spotlight, her no-bullshit approach ignites true transformation while flipping fear into actualized ambition and doubt into absolute confidence. Ruby works with leaders from artists to entrepreneurs who are ready to rise above their limitations and amplify their message. Coaching over 100 clients, she is a catalyst for change and hugely successful at helping her clients embody radical resiliency and an unstoppable mentality. Named an inspirational woman by the Huffington Post and an icon of influence at the 2018 New Media Summit, Ruby is the visionary behind Amplified Soul Live, which is a annual three-day event, transformative leadership event. I'm telling you, if you don't know what this is, everybody listening right now, drop what you're doing and go to rubyfreeman.com, RubyFreeman, rubyfreeman.com, and go check out Amplified Soul Live, an annual three-day transformative leadership event. She is also the founder of Thought Leader Collective and host of Today's Thought Leader podcast, and uses her bold, no-nonsense approach to help leaders rise up, fulfill their missions, and make their voices heard. Go to rubyfreeman.com and follow her online at I Am Ruby, R-U-B-Y. She also has free training that you can take. It's absolutely phenomenal. I recommend it to everybody. Go to www.rubyfreeman.com/CPR. Check that out. Free training. It's her free gift to the listeners today. So Ruby, after reading that, I'm dying to know what your why is. What is your deep why for what you do?
My deep why is, I mean, the what is to give the world a voice, and why? Because I want the world to feel the essence of freedom and experience the fullest expression of who they are.
Elaborate on that a little bit more, the full expression of who they are. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. I mean, most people, let's be honest, and I'm sure our listeners will be able to relate, but most people, the majority of people, are walking around living maybe like between 10 to 70% of who they are. Like, if we think about the essence of who we are, you know, our truth serum, our potency, like what makes us us. If we think about that as like a volume dial, and most people don't have that dial turned up to 100, they have it turned up maybe 10%, maybe 25, maybe 50 if they're feeling brave. But what would happen if we were all to walk around at 100, where there was absolutely no room for us to be fake, for us to be false, for us to hide who we are, hide our gifts, or dim our light? Like, what would happen then? And this is really what everyone is after, right? Everyone wants to experience the freedom of just being themselves. And everyone wants to experience the empowerment that comes from being who we are without trying to pretend or wear a mask or like be who we think other people want us to be, because that shit is exhausting. It's so much more freeing to just show up as we are. And that's the challenge, right? That's the challenge that most people are facing.
Wow. What I notice is that sometimes, or more often than not, people are living in the reality of what others think about them.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were talking earlier, it kind of showed up because I was living how I thought of myself in that moment, you know, during that imposter syndrome, rather than what everybody else. So I wasn't living in their reality, but I was living in my reality, but in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed is that we do one of two things. We either live in our comfort zone and in the way that we see ourselves, or we live according to how other people see ourselves and not who we could become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we place these really funny expectations on ourselves. Like there's the when we're growing up, who our parents expected us to be. Like that, this is how early it starts, mm-hmm. right? It's with the parenting. Who our parents expect us to be and how we are expected to show up. And then we go to school. And of course, there's a whole other set of expectations at school. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, everything's very, very black and white. And then there, you know, add on that societal pressure of who we're meant to be. Magazines showing, you know, picture perfect everything. And then we have social media, which has added like a whole other level of this disruption to our generation, where we're seeing everyone's highlight reel and, oh, so I need to be this to achieve that. And it just, all of that messes with our unconscious minds. And then we start to get these ideas that, oh, if I show up in this way, then I'm going to get this. Or if I show up in that way, then I'm going to achieve this, or people are going to see me as this. And all of this creates a bigger and bigger disconnect from who we truly are. And so eventually this disconnect distances us to such a degree that we don't even recognize who we are anymore. And I think maybe some of our, at least a few of our listeners could probably relate to this. You know, when you look in the mirror and you don't really recognize who you are anymore, you don't recognize what is it that you really value? What is it that you really need? Because you've placed all these different masks on, these different personas on for so many years, you're just so mm-hmm. detached from your true core, from the essence of who you are.
Oh, 100%. Nailed it. Some of that or most of that kind of resonated with my life just because of what I went through, you know, as a kid, as a teenager, and just how my life was,
mm-hmm.
I totally identify with exactly what you're saying. So I don't believe that life is all sunshine and rainbows. We all come from dark places. We all have dark nights of the soul. We all have our interesting stories. So what I want to do is I'd love for you to tell us a transformational moment that happened that changed you and put you on the path to what you're doing today.
Mm. Okay. So the transformational moment would have to be 2012, because this is really the year that my life took a major pivot. Mm-hmm. Prior to 2012, just as a recap, I had been hovering at rock bottom for years, almost my entire life, dealing in solitude with severe depression and anxiety, self-mutilation, self-harm, suicide attempt.
Wow.
There was all these things that I had been dealing with in solitude, because in my culture, we weren't really encouraged to speak about how we felt, and we weren't really encouraged to speak about mental illness because it's such a stigma, and God forbid what other people would think if this what's happening to you. And so for right. years I suppressed who I was. And in 2012, I found myself, it was like what I call the on the floor moment, where I'm on the floor having a full breakdown. I had just ended a 4.5 year relationship that was extremely abusive and toxic. I was in the peak of my drug addiction and didn't even recognize that it was an addiction. I had surrounded myself with toxic people, and I was extremely disconnected from who I was. And because of everything that was going on in my life, I had also created a disconnect from my family. So here I was on the floor, crying like immense amount of sorrow and this feeling of desperation. And all I could hear myself saying was, why me? And I kept saying that to myself over and over and over again. Why me? Why me? And then I had this moment of step. It almost felt like I stepped outside of myself, and I witnessed myself saying, why me? And I realized that this is something that I say to myself all the time. You know, throughout these years of dealing with addiction, of being in abusive relationships, of dealing with my depression, my anxiety, I was always pointing the finger. I was always blaming other things, blaming my circumstances, blaming the people around me, blaming my family, blaming my boyfriend, blaming just my life, blaming God, like blaming everything. And I would never, ever take ownership because, you know, oh, poor me, like this is the life that I was given. And so in that moment, when I made that realization, it was like, huh, this is interesting. Like, I'm now looking at myself in a different way. Why am I here again? Like, why do I find myself in this place that I continue to find myself in? And that was what provided this, you know, light bulb moment or epiphany, if you want to call it that. But it was this moment of, wow, every single choice that I've made in my life has brought me to this moment on the floor, crying, completely depressed, completely alone, feeling the way that I am. In a sense, like, that was the first time I realized I brought myself to that I had created this for myself. And that was a huge eye-opening experience, because that was the first time I really understood the power that I had within me. Now, I didn't fully understand why I would create this sort of life for myself, but I was very clear on the fact that my choices brought me there. You know, no one forced me to be with that boyfriend. No one forced me to drink or do drugs. Like, no one forced me to do any of these things. You know, like, I said yes to all these things. I stayed with all the wrong men. I chose all the wrong men. I chose the drugs and the alcohol to suppress my depression and to suppress my anxiety. I made all of these choices, and I finally reached that point of, like, I can no longer deny this. So that was the moment for me where I decided that I wanted to give myself an opportunity to experience something different. Now, when you're in the peak of desperation and depression and just, you know, horrible shit, it's really hard to fathom, like, a better life. But I was able to make the decision that I want to experience something better. I don't know what that's going to look like. I have no idea what that's going to look like, but I want to give myself the opportunity to experience something different, to experience something that feels better. So I started in that moment making different choices. And let me be super clear. This was not a straight arrow journey where, oh my God, I hit rock bottom in 2012 and all of a sudden everything's great. Like, that was not the case. This was just the moment where I really, like, really understood that I had some power and that I was able to own my shit. And so I started making different choices. For example, like, I would choose to eat better. I would choose to party less and instead go work out. I would choose to go to yoga class. And I started creating these incremental shifts while still partaking in all the bad habits. I mean, I'd go to yoga, you know, Tuesday, Thursdays, and then party Friday, Saturdays. Like, it was this roller coaster ride. And from doing this long enough, I realized that those nights when I just did yoga and hung out with, you know, my non-toxic friends, I felt so much better. Like, wow, this feels good. I want more of this. And so your unconscious mind starts to gravitate more towards things that will lead you to feel that way. You know, you start to get the dopamine hits in a different way. Like I was experiencing the hits of dopamine at the gym versus, and it was a totally different high versus being out and doing drugs. And so these incremental shifts led to me realizing the difference between, you know, the results of my choices. Like if I choose this, this is how it's going to make me feel. If I choose this, this is how it's going to make me feel. And so I just continued making these shifts, trying to balance it all. And it right. wasn't working because I was now my partying turned into binge partying. And I was really, you know, half the week I'd be out of control. And the other half of the week I'd be trying to catch up. And so at the end of 2012, I was high and I was at a nightclub and I passed out and I hit the cement floor head first. Hard that it turned the music off in the club. Somehow. That's how hard I fell. And when I came to, I couldn't move. I couldn't move my fingertips. I couldn't move my toes. I couldn't move anything. There was a bunch of flashlights in my face. I was freaked out. I was high. I didn't know what was going on. I refused to go to the hospital right away because I didn't want to get caught for doing drugs. So I ended up going to the hospital a few days later and found out that I had, a massive head injury, first of all. I ended up with a concussion followed by post-concussion syndrome, which for those of you who don't know, it's having a concussion for much longer period of time. So the concussion symptoms can last like for months. Some people actually have this for years. For me, it was a total of about 6 weeks. And during that time, I was put on a leave at work. I slipped into a manic depressive state. Manic depression is when you basically can't string words together. You're just crying all the time. I had to be in my apartment in solitude with the curtains drawn and nothing on because everything was giving me a migraine. And they finally, because I was in so much pain, I was seeing all these different neurologists and finally realized I had nerve damage in my brain. So they put me on nerve medication, and while I was on that medication and while I was going through this, I couldn't drink, I couldn't do drugs, I couldn't do anything. I was in forced sobriety. So by the end of the round of medication, I remember waking up one day and it felt like the fog had lifted, the pain in my head had finally subsided, and I just said, like, enough is enough. I'm done. I am done. And that was the moment that I made the decision that I'm no longer going to live that life. Like, I am not the type of person who's going to live that life anymore. And from that point on, I really stuck to my commitment of making different choices, making better choices for myself in order to design a better life for myself. And as I was doing this, I was vocalizing it, sharing it online, first in an anonymous Tumblr blog, because I didn't want anyone to know what I was going through.
But sharing anonymously blogging, or you were, like, is that what you said?
I was anonymously blogging because I was at this point in time in my life, I was very, very well known. I was a well-known nightlife promoter and I produced large concerts and raves. And so I didn't want anyone to know that I was going through this, but the blogging gave me this sense of freedom because I felt like, here I am, I'm anonymous, I'm on Tumblr, no one knows me, and I get to write exactly how I feel. How great is that? You know, like, I don't have to be alone in this anymore. And so I'd write, and this is where my love punches that I do now, this is where those were born. Like, I would just sometimes, some days it would just be like a quote that I would create that really summed up how I was feeling. Sometimes it would be a letter to myself. Sometimes it would just be like, here's what I'm feeling and here's what I'm going through. And I started gaining followers, and eventually I had the courage to share one of those entries on Facebook where everyone knew who I was. And that was really the moment where I realized the power of transparency and authenticity, because from that one share, my inbox was filled, and it was filled with, famous musicians that I had worked with telling me that they knew exactly what I was going through because they were going through it too. Peers, friends, people that, you know, I'd maybe met once, like people were just reaching out, and it almost gave them a sense of permission to express how they were feeling. And I realized that this was what I felt like I was missing my entire life. Like sharing that on Facebook was really scary. And yet,
oh, yeah, I bet.
But I felt so free. I felt so free once it was there, and I felt
really
so incredible that this was also then paving the way for other people to share their experiences. And that's when I knew. That's when I knew that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to somehow make this a career. This is my purpose. I know that everything that has led me to this moment has equipped me with what I need to do the work that I'm doing. I don't know what that work is, but I'll figure it out. And from then on, I just continued to show up transparently and authentically. And if people didn't like it, too bad. Like, that was really when I started evolving into more of who I truly am, and unlearning all the shit that I've been taught, you know, who I need to be and how I need to be seen, and really just unlearning all of that and getting back in touch with who I was. Like, that did it for me, and that's what's brought me to where I am. Yeah,
I love it, and I want to thank you and honor you for sharing that, because I know it's never easy to share our baggage, our dark stuff, you know, the stuff that nobody really sees on social media, which is like the ultimate mask for people. They get to be keyboard warriors, and they get to be like, oh, I'm a millionaire with all my jets and cars,
right,
and behind the scenes, I'm going to give it back to the rental company I just got it from, you know. So it just, you know, it's just a testament to your authenticity, you know, when you share. So I want to honor you for that. You talked something quickly about love punch.
Yeah.
So yeah. Go a little bit into more of that.
Yeah. So back in the day, they used to be called Rubyisms, and these would just be quotes. So sometimes when I have trouble, you know, there are some people who are really exceptional storytellers and they're able to get their words out and it just flows. And then there's people who aren't naturally that way. I feel like I'm not naturally that way, but what I can do is I can take what I'm feeling and put it into like a really potent one sentence. And I don't care if it doesn't make sense to anyone else. For me, it was therapeutic to be able to write something like that. And so I would just create these Rubyisms, and then I started creating graphics for them, and people would start sharing them. And they soon evolved into Love Punch, which is a big part of my brand. And it's really just like a loving message. This message is sent with love. This quote was created with love, but with a very punchy delivery. Yep. You know, like, for example, own your shit. Like, you have to own your shit, people. I say that with love. And it's a punchy delivery.
Right. Yeah, when you had mentioned that at New Media Summit, I was like, what? Like, I get it. Like, it makes so much sense. So easy, and it makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So how have you taken, since 2012, you've taken your why, because you know what you want to do. You know what you're passionate about. You know how to do it. And how have you taken the moments that have transformed you and started to elevate the world around you?
That's a great question. You know, first of all, it really started with having an unwavering commitment to my own growth. And I say this to emphasize this because it's so, so important. I think a lot of people, they kind of go through their healing and they're like, I want to help save the world. And you cannot do that if you cease to focus on your own healing. Like, we have to continue to heal ourselves as we go out there and lead our mission. So for me, it was creating this unwavering commitment to taking care of myself and to continuing this healing journey. Cause like, I am so far from done, you know, like, I'm still dealing with my own bullshit, but I have a commitment. I have a commitment to myself first. So what does that look like? It looks like working with coaches, you know, attending workshops, always diving deeper into my own personal spiritual growth, But within that, from that, was this mission was birthed. When I first started coaching, so I wanted to become a coach because I had worked with, I wanted to say shrink, but that's actually not a nice way to put it. I'd worked with psychotherapists before, and, you know, God bless them. They're amazing. They do amazing work. But for me, I'd reached a point where it was no longer enough. Like, I needed to take action, and that's what I started doing on my own, and that's really what transformed my life. And because I'm such a no bullshit kind of woman, I wanted to be able to bring that into the work that I do with my clients. So coaching felt like, okay, this fits, because this is more directive. This is more, let's get you to where you want to be. Let's help you find those answers within yourself. So I became a certified life coach. I studied NLP. I really started immersing myself in the world of personal development so that I could figure out what it is that I, how it was that I really wanted to lead my mission. I didn't know what the mission was at the time. I just knew that it involved something about deep commitment to self, something about unleashing who we are. You know, there's bits and pieces I could see. And so I started off as a self-love coach and did very, very well with that. But I quickly outgrew it because there was something that was missing. And for me, that missing piece became prevalent when I started working with a few different clients who they had these big purposes and these big missions, and they knew what it was, and they were very heart-centered, and yet their own bullshit was getting in the way, and they were showing up in ways that were small and dimming their light and not being who they really truly wanted to be. So in working with them, we were able to unlock that, you know, I call it like igniting your voice or catalyzing your voice. We were able to unlock that piece so that they could start showing up and sharing their message in bigger and bolder ways. And then I would see them going and getting speaking gigs and getting interviews and being featured on the cover of newspapers and magazines. And I was like, okay, like now their ripple effect has just amplified. Like their impact has just amplified, and they are now going to hit more people with their message. This is who I want to work with. And that was so important to me because, yes, I want to be a voice catalyst. Yes, I want to help everyone on this planet unlock their truth and get back in touch with who they truly are. And I also want to help move the conscious collective forward, and I want to help people amplify their ripple effect of impact, because I strongly believe that it's not just one person that's going to change the world. It's a collective. And so if we were to all rise into our power and use that power to do good, I mean, how amazing would our world become? And so this is sort of how things transformed and shifted. And to be honest, Sean, I don't remember what the question was that I'm answering here. Now I'm just rambling, but
no, you're doing amazing.
Okay, but that was
about
really
elevate the world, and you're like diving deep. That's what I love.
Yeah, I mean, and
you know,
that's
funny.
Funny
that you say that because
because
you host a show, I'm hosting a show, and I swear we do this on like other people's shows because we're just used to being on the mic. You know?
Know
what I mean?
Yeah.
At speakers, it's even worse because all of a sudden it turns into a keynote.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it, though. Yeah. So you're elevating the world around you, and I think that you're doing an amazing job doing it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if someone wants to listen to your podcast,
mm-hmm.
where can they find it?
Yeah, it is on all the usual suspects, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, Facebook. There's video formats on YouTube and Facebook. And it's called Today's Thought Leader. So you can search for that and you will find it.
Outstanding.
And when you do, for those of you listening, take a listen. And like reach out, because I love to hear from people when they listen to the podcast. I love to know who your favorite guests are and what you think and what it unlocks for you.
Love it. Awesome. Talk about Amplified Soul Live. I've seen pictures. I've seen a couple different videos. But talk about that. And is that part of the transformation that happened? Because sometimes these things, like this show, started because it was a transformational moment that happened. Because I feel like we have a couple, right? Like, oh, I learned this and I learned this, and all of a sudden, ding, a light comes on, and then our life starts going in a different direction. And it's glorious, mm-hmm. and it's awesome, and it's mm-hmm. bumpy, and it's sunny, mm-hmm. and it's rainy, and it's, yep. you know, it's amazing. And then
yeah.
one day you come to the end of the road, and you're like, wow, that was a great run, kind of strung some wins together. I really want to do this. And but it's all a continuation of the journey that we're on. So
yeah.
Amplified Soul Live, I feel like, is probably an extension of that transformation. You know, so talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, what's interesting is this year's Amplified Soul Live, which is February 2019, is the third and final Amplified Soul Live. So everything that you just said resonates on this whole other level right now, because the event in itself was an evolution, and it was an event that has helped me evolve greatly in the work that I do. But because of my former career in nightlife and producing concerts and large scale, you know, I used to produce like 7,000 person raves and all these things. I loved that. I loved it, but it was a very toxic career path for me. So to be able to marry my love for events with my passion for supporting people and service and personal growth, like this just felt like the best idea ever. And so in 2017, is when I launched the first event, and it was way before I was ready. You know, I was working with my coach at the time, and I was like, you know, this is my dream. And he's like, when are you going to act on it? And I was like, I have no idea. Maybe I'll do it right now. So I decided, like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it. This was 2016. And I was like, I'm going to do it in 2017. Let's make it happen. Let's do it. And
I literally do that probably every day. Like literally right. every day, I'm like, I'm going to do this. And tomorrow I'm right. like, probably wasn't such a good idea. Maybe I'll just do it like yeah. in 6 months.
I mean, life of an entrepreneur, seriously. Right. But yeah, man, did I learn a lot. It was incredible. My first event, I had just under 100 people in the room, which within itself is a very big success. And then, you know, the second event, I had 55 people, but it was a much more aligned audience. I was more clear on who I was there to serve, whereas the first event, I was a little bit vague. Second event, I got more clear. I got more confident in what I was doing. And then the third event's coming up. And really, this is all about helping people, helping purpose-driven leaders, entrepreneurs, and creatives amplify their presence, influence, and impact. Because when you are able to master your presence, whether it's online or offline, and your influence and impact, then that is when you're able to create those meaningful movements with your purpose. And that's what every purpose-driven, heart-centered leader wants to do. They want to create a movement. They want to change the world. They want to create a ripple effect. But if you're not showing up in a big way, if you're not standing out, if you're not penetrating through the noise that is there online, then how the hell are people supposed to find you? Like, how the hell is your community supposed to connect with you if they can't see you? You know, visibility is a major thing nowadays. If you want to be heard, if you want your mission to be experienced, if you want to bring people into your purpose, if you want to serve, if you want to change lives, you need to ramp up your visibility. And in the social media digital generation, that's really tough. There's a lot of people online who are yelling and speaking and talking and like everyone's sharing and this and it's that. And what I found to be true is that the ones who penetrate through all of that bullshit are the ones who are not dishing out the bullshit. They're the ones who are brave enough and courageous enough to show up as they are, as who they are, and share what it is that they have to say that is uniquely theirs. without getting caught up in the people pleasing and the what are people going to think of me and the like, oh my God, I feel like an imposter. Like the people who are just fucking unapologetic, oops, sorry, the people who are just unapologetic and completely unleashed, those are the people who penetrate through that noise. And so Amplified Soul Live is all about helping people become that, because that is what is needed and that is what your purpose needs you to be. So that is what Amplified Soul Live is. And what's amazing about it, and this is like, honestly, Sean, it surprises me every time, is like this 3-day container. You have these people who are all like-minded because they're all super ambitious, super driven, really motivated by their purpose, really want to change the world. You get them all in a space together for 3 days, and oh my God, the transformation that each individual goes through becomes accelerated because they're now in a room filled with their peers, people who really support them and who see them, people who are accelerating at the same pace as them. And you know, what makes Amplified Soul Live different than other events is we really integrate the work. So like, I will share the tools, but I will also have you guys go through the tools so that by the end of the 3 days, you're not leaving with an abundance of content and tools that you don't know how to use and feel overwhelmed with. You will leave having already put the wheels in motion, having boosted your visibility online. Like that happens within the 3 days, and feeling confident, like much more confident with who you are and how you want to show up in the world. So that is what Amplified Soul Live is. And as you can tell, I'm very passionate about it. And it's also the last one because I'm ready to evolve. I'm ready to evolve to something different. So something new is coming after this. But for anyone who's really seeking to, anyone who feels drawn to everything I just said, like, you got to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If your event is anything like your personality, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like I can't even imagine, right? Because I mean, you bring this energy, you bring this fun, the spunk, if you will. You remember those 80s and 90s commercials where it's like, and you're gonna really resonate with this. You ever seen the 80s 90s commercials where they like crack an egg, like this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. You know?
Yes.
And it's like, you need to get high on life. Like, that's how I think you're so high on life right now. And any time that you, it's so cheesy. But it's like, I was in a room with you for 5 minutes. I'm like, who is this girl? Like, she is freaking crazy. And then when you drop the F-bomb at the event and Steve's like, well, thank God we got that out of the way. And then I invited Ruby. Oh my God, she's my tribe. Because like the military life is like drinking, partying, swearing, like so not PC.
Right.
Like just so. And I don't feel like you allow people to be to put you into a box.
Not anymore. You know, not anymore. I did for so many years and I learned my lesson and I'm not willing to be put in a box. Like, and what people have to realize is no one actually puts you in the box. How they make you feel makes you go into the box. No one puts you in the box. We put ourselves in the boxes. And so for years, I was putting myself in the box and I'm not willing to do that anymore because I have had a taste of what freedom feels like. And I have tasted the freedom of being me. And I like this version of me. And I've created much better relationships and much stronger friendships because of it, because now people are actually connecting with who I am, you know, and that's something so special that you can't get from being, you know, a different persona. You don't get that relatability. So in order to even create like meaningful connections in your life, you have to show up as who you are. So like, I'm not willing to change any of this anymore. Like I want to continue being me and I want to continue to find ways to unleash more of who I am. And I want to help other people do the same.
Love it. And you will. And you already are. Because I remember the realignment. I literally remember this because I'm like, maybe I need to kind of do that. Like, maybe I need to, you know, because you were so dead set. I remember you said, after this event, I think I'm going to realign.
Yeah.
I think I can make a bigger impact. And I'm like, can I make a bigger impact? Like, you know what I mean? Like if someone else is, because if anything I know to be true is that if I'm feeling a certain way, I'm not the only one that ever has or ever will feel, think,
true.
Or believe that same thing. Right?
Yes.
So if
yes.
Ruby's thinking this way, like, man, is she thinking small? Like, am I thinking small? Like, if she's having this transformational moment, did I miss it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or am I so spot on right now? And so after the event, you know, we're going on, and it's just in this month of January, I really started to realign. I really started to find my target audience. I know exactly what I'm doing. And it just takes other people to say, maybe I'm thinking small. I think you need to realign or maybe take a step back and maybe just analyze what you're doing. And you might find out that what you've been doing for the past couple of years, you've actually been playing it safe now. Before, when you started, it was really scary and really fun and like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this all new stuff.
Right.
But now you start to find out that, oh, wow, I've been doing this for a while, the game a little bit. And that's what I did with my show. You know, I ask less questions and go more conversation. And the feedback that I've gotten was amazing. People love the format.
Yeah. I mean, so there's a message of impermanence, and this is really important to understand. Like, our world carries a message of impermanence. It's the law of impermanence. Nothing is permanent. Nothing. Everything is always changing, evolving, shifting, and that includes human beings. And so when we refuse to grow or we refuse to learn from experiences and take that and move in a different direction or change or shift, then we are actually going against our own evolution. And that doesn't serve us. You know, so if you want to, you know, for anyone even listening, like if you have this dream, like of doing something, you need to start taking action towards it. And it doesn't have to be like me, what I did where in 2016, I was like, oh, I'm just going to do it. You know, it could be like just taking a little piece of action that's going to help you evolve from who you are today into who you need to be to achieve that dream. And then you just continue that evolution because that is what we're here to do. In fact, the one purpose that all human beings on this planet share is to evolve. We're all here to evolve. And so we have to really own the fact that that evolution is up to us. We can stunt that evolution and we can also accelerate it. So for me, I'm all about accelerating it. I'm all about challenging myself in different ways, leaning into my fear. And it's a muscle that I've built. I wasn't always this way. I was the girl that was scared of dirt. Like now I'm not, and, you know, now I see fear and I'm like, cool. I wonder what's on the other side of that. Because every time that I've done this over, you know, since 2012, every time that I've leaned into my fear, I've, even if it's brought me failure, which has happened many times, I have learned something great from it. And it has helped me accelerate my growth. You know, like, for example, my event, like this is putting on, people don't really understand like the costs that go in for putting on and producing live events. Like my events are between $25,000 to $30,000. And that's all money up front. And then you have to worry about, and then you have to worry about the ticket sales and all of that. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that you don't see that is all, you know, me leaning into my fear and me taking big risks for the sake of what I know I am here to do. And I've also learned that, hey, maybe I don't have to spend like $25,000 to $30,000 every year. Maybe there's a better way to do this. And that's where I'm evolving to. So, I mean, it's all about evolution and embracing it. So, you know, and we have the power over that. We have the power over how we evolve and how quickly we evolve or how slowly we evolve.
So you're to attend Amplified Soul Live is $25,000, that we said?
No, that's how much it cost me to put it on.
Oh, I was like, I was thinking the whole time, I was like, dang, I need to start hosting more events, girl.
Whoa, wouldn't that be amazing?
Like,
I mean, Sean, maybe we should put on an event where people pay $25,000.
Right? Was Gary Vee speaking there? Like, damn.
No. My event cost $997 to attend, and that's
I'm like literally
full
writing my
days.
Entire. I'm literally writing my new business plan as an event coordinator. Like, oh my God, damn. Writing a whole new business plan.
No. To clarify, everyone, it does not cost $25,000 to attend my event. It is $997. Just to clarify.
But I like you even more, because you're like, look, everybody, it cost me $25,000 to put the event on. Most people won't tell you that. Most people won't, you know what I mean? Like, they won't say, hey, by the way, this is my cost and this is what it does. And, you know, if I don't make $25,000, I'm kind of eating my own cost here.
Yeah.
But moreover, it's for you and it's for the, you know, that's the audience and we're changing lives and it's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. So, absolutely. Oh, wow. I love it. I love everything about this. So,
thank you.
This is the moment where we do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want the audience to know and to do. This is the moment. Shameless plug. Go.
Come attend Amplified Soul Live in Los Angeles February 22nd to the 24th. And I promise you, my guarantee is you are going to leave with the tools to amplify your presence, influence, and impact so you can go out and lead your mission in bigger and better ways. RubyFraymond.com/ASL. Boom. The boom is not in the URL, by the way.
I was just going to say, I love how you added that on there. And then you went, oh, yeah, that's not part of the URL.
That's not part of the, it's just /ASL.
I love it. And then boom, you know. Oh, I love that. It's so funny. Awesome. So as we start to wrap up the show, can you deliver a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
Mm. Yes. So what is that one thing that you've been holding off from doing that you know if you just did it would bring you closer to your vision? Go do that one thing now. Done. That's it. Boom. Mic drop. Just go do
it. I love it.
And you know what? Like, let's make it even better. Like, report back. Let me know online, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, at I Am Ruby. Let me know that you did it.
Yep.
So that I can applaud you.
100%. If you're listening to the show, whatever it is that you want to go do, she's telling you, go do it. Like right now, today, take a step forward, go do it, and then report back to her. That, oh, what a great call to action. I love that. You know, in 2017-ish, middle maybe, like really in 2018, lived it. Kind of started in 2017. I was at Steve Ulsher's event, September 2017. And I started for reals in 2018, living my life by saying yes and figuring it out. Like, someone's like, hey, you want to do this? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And I figure it out. Like, is this a really smart move? Is it not? But just because most people are like, well, let me get some more information before I really, like, I've already got it in my mind that I want to do it.
Yeah.
And now this year, I'm learning to say yes and to figure it out. And if it sucks, because I get hit with a lot of stuff, they're like, hey, you say yes. Hey, and people catch on. Like, hey, you say yes to stuff. Hey, man, what I've learned to say is what I like about that is, and try to find something positive about it. If I absolutely hate it, I try to find something positive about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm really starting to do now. And I'm starting to find out that some of the things that I passed on years ago, I really shouldn't have. Like, damn, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we just, it's a muscle, right? Like, all of this stuff that me and you are talking about, Sean, and I'm sure you talk about on all your other episodes, like, all of this stuff is, like, stuff we learn. It's learned behavior. We train ourselves to be who we are now. We train ourselves to take risks. We train ourselves to lean into our fear. Just like we somehow were trained to do all these other things that are holding us back, like, we just have to retrain ourselves to show up in a different way, so that we can then create a different outcome. And everyone has the power to do that. It's just like everyone has the power to go to the gym. Like, we all have the power to do this.
Yep. 100%. Awesome. So, Ruby, I want to thank you so much for being an amazing guest. It was great to reconnect with you, and I love what you're doing. I love everything about what you're doing in 2019 and what you will do in the future. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome. Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest who is impacting the lives around her with the podcast, with her event, Top Breakthrough Coach. Connect with Ruby. She will absolutely change your life. She is as authentic as they come. Connect with Ruby. Go to Ruby Freeman, FREMON.com, RubyFreeman.com. Follow her online at I Am Ruby, RUBY. Follow her. Connect with her. She's an amazing, amazing person. As we close, I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review both Ruby Show, today's Thought Leader podcast, and my show, Life Transformation Radio. Subscribe wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. Leave a rating and a review so that we both know, as podcasters, how we're doing. As I close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.